Story 1.
When I was 7, my family were on holiday in the USA, and one day we drove to the Grand Canyon. The car window was open, and at one point my favourite blanket flew out the window and was gone. I was devastated. It was my security blanket, and I couldn't sleep without it. Soon after, we stopped for petrol at a service station. I was sitting in the car feeling miserable, eating a sandwich, when a biker gang, a group of guys on motorbikes in leather jackets, drove into the petrol station. A huge, frightening man with a grey and black beard got off his bike and came to the car. He knocked on the window and then pulled my blanket from his jacket pocket and handed it to my mum. He then went back to his motorbike. I was so happy, I ran up to him and gave him my sandwich.
Story 2.
This happened about 20 years ago, but the memory is still really vivid. I was recently married, my wife was pregnant, and we had very little money because I only had a part-time job. It was a few days before payday, and I went to a food store to get only what we absolutely needed. In all, I bought about $10 worth of stuff. At the checkout, I swiped my debit card. The cashier said, "Sorry, it says declined. Try again." I asked her to take one item out of the basket, and then I swiped again. There was now a line of customers behind me. The cashier said, "Sorry, declined again." I went on taking things out until the only thing I had left was a loaf of bread, and then the card was accepted. I took my bread and left. I was feeling absolutely humiliated. A few seconds later, I heard the voice of a little girl behind me, a girl who was standing with her mother right behind me in the line. She gave me a grocery bag full of all the things I'd put back. Her mother had bought them for me. I still cry when I remember that moment and think how such a small act can mean so much for a person in need.
Story 3.
I'm a painter, and a couple of years ago, I was traveling by plane to see friends, and I'd taken my painting things with me. I forgot about the rules about not being able to take liquids in carry-on luggage, so when I got to security at the airport, the man took away all my paints. I was really angry with myself for being so stupid. But when I came back a week later, the security man was there at the baggage reclaim area with my paints. Not only had he kept them for me, but he'd also looked up the date and time of my return flight so that he could be there to meet me.